Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should... Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, confession, many of my pictures I post have a change in the lighting and a flip of a filter and might not be the exact lighting I used with the original picture. Why? Because I think I look better. I posted a picture for National Doctors Day. That sucker was filtered. I think how it was is it was portrait mode, and then I used the black and white filter. Now, did I Photoshop? Did I take out freckles? Did I? No. But I used the filter, and I like the way I look. So that Happy Doctor's Day is a filtered photo. Not doctored, but filtered. And I am a fan of filtering because I hated every picture ever taken of myself in my past. I don't even know where they are. I wouldn't let people take pictures of me. I'm like, I don't like the way I look. No, don't do it. In fact, somebody sent me a picture from, I guess, before the filter days. It's hideous. It's hideous. I'm like, oh my God, burn that sucker, please. And all of a sudden, you can take a picture of yourself, change the lighting, change the angle, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not half bad. Now, I get a lot of people feel catfished. They're out there dating. They see a picture of somebody, you know, posting, they're, you know, kind of sucking in certain things, so they think they're getting somebody who's 105 pounds, and all of a sudden they meet him, and they're like, catfished. They go, honestly, I took that picture 2 days ago. So, is it really that bad? So, from a inferiority complex issue, it's mixed. As a doctor, I'm mixed on it. Because even though I do like to do that, if you have people who are unaware, they may be extremely frustrated that they are in a society with all these good-looking people and all these photogenic people, and they're not. And so countries want people to be honest if the picture is fake. Is it the Kardashians that always get in trouble for photoshopping things? See, I don't know how to Photoshop. I don't have that. I think you have to subscribe to it. I don't even know how to do that. If I did, yeah, I would probably Photoshop some things. Yeah, it stinks. They always say, Dahlia, we need full body headshots. I'm like, then it's not a headshot. Just use the head. And they're like, no, we need full body headshots. Why? Please don't make me do full body headshots. I know how to stand to maybe make myself look a little skinnier, but And so France, for example, is looking at, if I can get this right, this has been reported by the New York Post, banning promoting cosmetic surgery on social media and making it mandatory to label filtered images. Now, I mean, is that going too far? Personally, I would just tell everybody, expect the average picture to be filtered. On Instagram, I think you have about 15 filters you can choose. What the filters do is they highlight certain lights. One thing I've noticed, and I could be doing it wrong, is if I have a bad picture of myself, in the filter, depending on the filter, it still looks bad. If I have a good picture of myself, I notice no matter what the filter is, it looks good. But I notice I can manipulate my hair color. I can make my hair color look more like a Heather Locklear blonde as opposed to a, you know, strawberry blonde. So I do like that idea of being able to make my hair a different color. But the problem is I went to my hairdresser, I went to Jerry, my stylist, and I said, I want this blonde. And he's like, Dahlia, that could be a filter. Do you realize that I can't say that's her real blonde color? That could be a filter. I'm like, oh. So if I want to look like a white platinum blonde, change the filter. So, to me, I think it's common knowledge that a lot of things are cropped and cut and spliced and photoshopped, but to an average young person, maybe not. And because of social media, everybody thinks they're inferior to somebody else. You know, you'll see people at a restaurant and you'll see them order an expensive meal. Yeah, but do you see who picked up the bill? Do you see their coupon that they had? Do you see that they used, points or a comp from the casino? You're not getting the full story. So we all feel poor compared to everybody else. We all feel like we're not traveling like anybody else. We all feel like we're missing out. We all feel uglier, overweight, pale. I didn't realize I could make myself look tan in every picture without needing to go out into the sun and get skin cancer. Now, mind you, we all need vitamin D, but to me, that's when I think a filter is good. Because now I don't feel like I always have to be out in the sun and deal with precancerous lesions. Because I could just do a filter and then look tan. The problem is what do you do when you're around real people? Well, thank God, when I'm around my friends, they're my friends. So they know how I really look. Okay, you know, they know how I apply makeup. They know when I miss some plucking. They know if I miss an upper lip wax. They know it because they see me in person. And I don't care, they're my friends. But, you know, on social media, I want you all to think that I look like this. Now, by the way, my Facebook videos, I don't know how to do a filter. Apparently you can filter your Facebook videos, and I haven't figured that out. I think there's some buttons I could push that I haven't done, and I don't know how to do that. Oh, I just found the buttons. Ah, okay, now I look good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I like filters. This looks good. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it was very interesting. I got a message yesterday on somebody asking me if I would talk about how Nikki Haley doesn't seem to be polling as well as she should, and how we still in society do not seem to be anywhere near accepting a female president. And so I like Nikki Haley. I don't know much about her, so I can't really comment on, you know, if I think she'd be an amazing president or not. You know, you always have to kind of be careful when you're in the media on, you know, who you think would be an amazing president or not. You know, do we really know? Are we qualified Just because somebody, let's say, might think similarly to you, or just because you and, you know, she might, you know, or he might share certain characteristics or qualities, you know, being president is some sticky business. Nikki Haley is beating Liz Cheney. I'm looking right now at something called Morning Consult, where Donald Trump is far in the lead with 52% of, polling at 52%. Ron DeSantis at 26%. Ron DeSantis hasn't even announced, and he's doing that well. You know, people are saying Trump is beating Ron DeSantis. He's beating Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis isn't even in the running yet. So, you know, when you look at possible, you know, room for error and limitations of a study, if somebody is saying, you know, who do you want to be as president, and they're just thinking, well, the only people running right now is Trump and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, who's at about 1%, you might not even be thinking about Ron DeSantis. Although a lot of people are, and they're hoping he runs. He was at a book tour in Vegas a couple weekends ago, and I was there with the media, and he gave a good speech, and he rocked the room. I do think he can go really far. But where we are right now is Donald Trump at 52%, Ron DeSantis 26%, Mike Pence at 7%, Nikki Haley at 5%. Nikki Haley was one of the first people to throw her hat into the ring. Liz Cheney comes in at 3%. And fascinating that she has GOP support, considering, you know, she's from Wyoming and you know, her relationship with Trump and her, you know, voting record. But there are Republicans that think like her, and so with the GOP, that's where they are. Keep in mind, you do also have Democrats that might be changing their party for primaries. That's something that, I guess, has long happened. I became privy to it. I was pretty naive. A few elections ago, we're going, oh, what an interesting trick, where people change their party line so then they could vote in the election for the person who's least electable. That person then later becomes the primary contender against their candidate, so that they ensure their candidate winning, and they switch back to their party. So that type of stuff could be happening as well. Some people feel Donald Trump isn't electable, so they might be saying, oh yeah, Trump all the way, Trump all the way, because they're hoping. Same thing with Joe Biden. You know, people have been asking, who is this 36% or 37% that think Joe Biden's doing a good job? Who is supporting him? Well, maybe it's some of the flippers. Is that what we're calling them now, the flippers? I don't know. So, as a woman, I cannot stand the concept that we identify as women or men in terms of hoping to get votes. I think it puts us back in terms of progress and decades, such as when Joe Biden said, I am going to pick a woman as my vice president. I think that made a lot of women cringe, because it was almost like, well, a woman's not going to make it unless we help. So unless I decree it. So I am going to take all these possible candidates who could be awesome. I'm going to throw them out. So all we have on the table are females, and that forcing will then allow me to choose somebody who's going to be a woman. What he should have just said is, I'm going to pick the best person. And then if he ends up picking a woman, that allows women, if he's looking for the woman vote, to be, wow, he picked the best person, ended up being a woman. But once you make this big, loud decree that I'm going to pick a woman, so we're going to get all the other contenders out of there, it dilutes, diminishes what that is. You know? And so it's that, so, you know, Nikki Haley, you know, why isn't she polling better? Well, it's really a tough act to follow when you have Trump who's running. And I get there's a lot of drama with Trump. But Trump, who ran on, I'm going to get stuff done, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he made good on a lot of his promises. And people aren't going to mess with us. We're not going to be having World War III under my watch. A lot of people believe that. Nikki Haley might have that same sort of, you know, cojones. But I think President Trump, former President Trump, is going to lead in the polls and possibly beat DeSantis if his base says we know what we got with him. You know, very few presidents, we've had a few of them, had lost an election in between their two terms. And some people say, but he lost an election, so he's not going to win this one. But other people are saying, but we know what we get. And we see what happened when we didn't get him. That's going to turn a lot of heads. And for people who want to maybe get back to where things were in 2018 and 2019, they might put him back in, as opposed to starting something fresh and new with a Nikki Haley or a Tim Scott or a Greg Abbott. Now, the reason why governors do better when it comes to elections is because we get to see what they do as a governor. And governors seem to have a lot of publicity, and you could see how what they individually stood for and what they were able to enact and how they were able to work with the legislature. So it's a mini U.S. A state is a mini U.S. It's a dress rehearsal. And so if somebody can manage a state pretty well, manage their security, manage the schools, manage the economy, then manage the budget, that gives a little bit more insight into what they could do as president than somebody who, you know, was, let's say, a congressperson or a community leader or a senator. We've had a lot of senators who have been president. We've had a lot of congresspeople who have been president. But you didn't see them, you saw them a piece of the puzzle. You didn't see them direct and lead up the state or the puzzle. They do a lot. They are leaders. But it's a different sort of role. So someone like Greg Abbott and someone like Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Mike Pence can do well. They were all governors. Liz Cheney being a senator, I don't think she's going to convince a lot. So, we've talked about this in previous elections. Is the world ready for a female president? The world is ready for female leaders. We've had female leaders. But America needs a good leader, and they need a leader that they can... The thing that's kind of interesting with America, and this is why we have to be really, really careful with saying we're only going to choose a woman for vice president, as opposed to who would be an amazing vice president. I can think of a lot of other people that could have been a really, really good vice president. But Biden chose somebody who lost in the primaries early, Kamala Harris. Now, I give Kamala Harris the benefit of the doubt. Her wings might have been clipped. Being vice president, you can't just go, I'm going to lead, I'm going to do this. You can't. You're under Biden's thumb. And you have to go with the flow. And she looks like, you know, she looks unprepared. She looks like she's not accomplishing anything. But, you know, giving credit where credit's due, if that's because Biden isn't letting her, she's not going to be able to do much. And so we have to be really, really careful, because some people think, well, this is what happens when you vote in a woman. And as a woman, I'm insulted by that. And I really, really wish we gave women a chance. But women who deserve it and women who will do a good job. Nikki Haley might be able to do a fantastic job. But if people want Trump back in, or they want someone like DeSantis who is doing what he's doing in Florida, you know, Nikki didn't get as many headlines as those other two. So a lot of people don't know much about her. That's what I think it is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says he did not have to report luxury trips paid for by close personal friends until now. Thomas says that's the guidance he got when he came to the court, but he adds now that the rules have changed, he will report those kinds of gifts. The White House likes what it sees in the March unemployment report.
Generally, this report is consistent with steady and stable growth.
The president's top economic advisor, Lael Brainard, on News the National unemployment rate in March was 3.5%. Gas prices keep rising. AAA says today's national average for a gallon of unleaded regular is $3.58. The U.S. Air Force is adjusting its weight restrictions for new recruits to be in line with the other services. Now the top end is 26% body fat for men, 36% for women. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so anything you think was a given has been thrown out the window. All right, as we talked about, you now can see a doctor in your home at midnight without you even getting out of your pajamas. You can be two men and having a baby now. We are doing what used to be the impossible and now is starting to become part of society. And so I always thought that if I wanted to have a child, I'd have to carry the baby. I'd have to put my career on hold. I would have the baby. And then I would have to deal with daycare and all that. And I did. I had two children. I stopped after two because I wasn't giving them enough fluid. They both had oligohydramnios, where they didn't have enough fluid surrounding them in the uterus, in the womb. Oligo meaning poor fluid, hydramnios poor fluid. And so they were healthy, thank God, but one of them stopped growing, and so we gave birth early, and thank God they're fine. But I didn't think I could carry another one. If I thought of an option of surrogacy, I might have considered it. But it just didn't dawn on me. I'm like, I got two children. I'm blessed. I got to work. We're good. But people have asked, what is a good number in terms of kids? Personally, as many as you can afford and love. Now, if you're going to neglect 27 children, don't do it. Like that one guy who's donated sperm and has 500 kids out there. No, I'm not a fan. But if you want to have four children, if you want to have five children, if you want to have six children, you could love them all. And you could treat them equally. And you can care for them and give them the same opportunities to all of them. Why not have six? If all you could do is one, all the power to you. You'll love that one. Now, if you do have a choice to do multiple, I do like that because I wanted my child to have somebody else on this earth there for him in case I was gone and my husband was gone. So I do like the idea of having multiple kids, but I do understand there's many people that can't after having one. Well, a big thing that a lot of stars are doing is surrogacy. And for those of you that have watched Friends, Phoebe did that for her brother, where she carried her brother and his wife's egg or fetuses and then ended up having three embryos and three kids. But Lucy Liu apparently has opened up about having a surrogate. Paris Hilton and her husband Carter, Rebel Wilson used a surrogate. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra used a surrogate. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matt Broderick used a surrogate. Gabrielle Union, Andy Cohen, Kim Kardashian, and Kanye West. Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, they had a baby. I didn't even know they were pregnant. Well, if somebody else carried it, yeah, they did have a baby. Basically, it's mom and dad's DNA. It's an embryo that gets implanted into somebody who's going to carry the pregnancy for them. And they get paid to do it. My guess is they get paid. Not sure how much. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, I think, had a surrogate. Amber Heard. I thought she had the baby. Everybody kind of, you know, when you saw that she had a child and, you know, in court and they were, you know, she was like, when did she have a child? So rumor has it she also used a surrogate. Neil Patrick Harris, I think Anderson Cooper, Tyra Banks. So, you know, this is something that is becoming something. And people have asked, if they can't carry or they have medical conditions that'll prevent them from carrying, not getting pregnant, but carrying the pregnancy. And some women do lose the pregnancy. They don't make enough progesterone. They have an incompetent cervix, we call it. I'm sure there's going to be a new term for that because that's not going to be very politically correct later. An incompetent cervix. Most cervixes are like, I'm sorry, I'm competent, but it doesn't stay closed. Then some people can have a healthy baby, but they can't carry it. And it's interesting because people talk about the ethics of, you know, if a baby's not going to make it, then that's survival of the fittest. But I disagree in a way because when I was with my second, Brock, I noticed that I started bleeding behind I was in my second trimester, and you started to see the amniotic sac pushed, like it was going to push out. Because I was bleeding behind him. Now, he was there. He's moving around. He's doing his thing. And I'm looking horrified on ultrasound going, oh, my God. I am going to be expelling a very healthy baby before his time. And there's nothing wrong with him. It's just for some reason I started bleeding. So I went on bed rest and I did what I could at IV fluids. And thank God he came out okay. And so that's not the baby's fault in terms of survival of the fittest. That's something that could be mechanically going on. And that baby has a right to make it if that baby wants to make it. And so I love the idea of there being this type of intervention that can allow. And I get some people don't want to gain the weight. They don't want their boobs to change. They don't want to go through the trauma of childbirth. I get it. And they want to have a child and that, you know, but many have asked, well, what happens? Do you get the surrogate DNA? Do you now have three parents? Well, you don't necessarily have genetic material necessarily from the surrogate. Your genetic material, your chromosomes, came from your mom and dad or from the two parents. Are you exposed to the surrogate's blood? Yeah. Are you exposed to their vaginal wall? Yeah. You're exposed, but that doesn't necessarily mean you take in that DNA. I mean, how many people have you kissed? Do you take in their DNA? So you can get a transfusion. You don't really necessarily absorb their DNA into your own. Now, you could be exposed to communicable diseases, so surrogates are screened. But if somebody surrogates you, you're still your parents' child. Now, do you have a relationship with your surrogate? Some might. Some might have a relationship with their surrogate. There's been cases where the grandma was the surrogate. The grandma carried the baby for her kids. You know, so, and you know, people ask, well, what does that do? Does that weigh on the child? I got to be honest. One of the first things your child blocks out once they're capable of comprehending is that they came out of your vagina, right? Every now and then when it's my kid's birthday, I will talk to them about the birth. I won't bring up descriptive terms, but I'm like, you were in my tummy, and then you were there, and then, you know, they don't want to hear that. I know that. I just kind of want to remind them that, you know, they were a part of my flesh. But kids don't want to think about being in their mom's womb or anybody's womb. So I don't think the average kid cares. They're glad they were born. They care about whose DNA they had. But I don't think they really know. Some might, but I don't think the average person really wants to think about being, you know, it's funny because I know a lot of my friends' parents. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, dear, you're a baby in the uterus. And they're like, oh, they don't want to think about that, please. Do not bring up my mom's uterus. So I think for the most part, the average person's fine. They're going to be okay with that. And I think it's a fantastic concept if you have a woman that wants to do that. I mean, you know, somebody said, Dahlia, I would pay you to go through pregnancy again. I'd be like, say what? You couldn't pay me enough. That was some scary, painful, uncomfortable stuff. You know, I'd like to be able to have sex, you know, without having to figure out how to, you know, involve a kitchen table so we can make it work, okay? Yeah, it was a big deal. But on the flip side, I'm really grateful as a mom I got to experience that. Now, when I got my hysterectomy, I was sad that I was never going to have another baby. Because, you know, it's an amazing experience. But God bless those people out there that are helping others have babies. 1-877, that's all.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know about you guys, but every now and then I hear that we have another food that's recalled. And it might be romaine lettuce. Or there'll be salmonella found in crackers. And you see some patterns in foods that are getting recalled. Well, Consumer Reports has now ranked the common products that are most likely to make you sick. They ranked regularly purchased foods based on how many outbreaks, deaths, and illnesses that had been caused in the U.S. between 2017 and 2022. Their list included more than 200 million units of recalls and 5,000 food poisoning cases. And for those of you that have listened to my show, the number one always seems to be the leafy greens. Leafy greens were the worst offenders. Now, also were cheeses, deli meat, ground beef, chicken, and turkey. But interestingly, onions and flour, according to Daily Mail, were listed in the list. Now, researchers say outbreaks of those products were linked to contaminated irrigation water. So Brian Ronholm, director of food policy at the New York-based Consumer Reports, said, "We aren't saying people need to avoid these foods entirely. After all, these foods are usually safe, and many of them are, in fact, important parts of a healthy diet. But I love looking at trends." That's me. He says, "The list underscores the importance of following best food safety practices with all of your foods, including knowing how to track and respond to food recalls as they happen." They say about 50 million Americans every year fall sick from salmonella, listeria, E. coli, or food poisoning picked up from foods. Most of the time we get better, but 130,000 are hospitalized and 3,000 die every year. Children under 5 years old, older people, and pregnant women are, of course, at greater risk. And the outbreaks are often linked to E. coli, listeria, salmonella, bacteria. These are bacteria that are in the guts of animals. And if they get into the food, either by water or contaminated machinery in the factories, then we could get them. So leafy greens made the top list. It killed 11 people, caused 614 illnesses. And they were behind the most deaths, they said. Lettuce like arugula, kale, and others can get contaminated by dirty irrigation water. So cows hold E. coli. E. coli is in our rectums and intestines, as well as listeria. So when the animals go poop-poop and it gets into the soil, it can be washed into the groundwater supply. The dirty water can be sucked up by machines used to irrigate crops, spray the bacteria onto the greens. Contamination could also happen during packaging, they said, because the bacteria, then when they get into the machinery, can quickly be spread to many of the leafy greens. There's a few packaging centers in the salad industry. They say that raises the risk of widespread contamination. And they said machinery contamination was likely behind the 2021 outbreak of a major recall by Dole, where 76 products were recalled. Fresh Express had to recall 100 products. Remember we had a listeria outbreak that killed a lot of individuals? I think that was in 2012. Affected thousands. They think that was also contaminated machinery. So farmers are trying to reduce the risk by having cattle graze away from their crop fields so they don't potty into where the soil can pick it up. But you also need to wash. When you get this, you got to wash it off. You might need to also cook it. I know for salad, we don't cook our salad. The Consumer Reports suggesting buying whole head lettuce instead of mixed products because the whole head lettuce isn't necessarily in the machine to get cut up and packaged. And that's really a good point. When we go to the store and buy packages, we think the package is cleaner because sometimes the package says pre-washed, but it went through an extra step. When you go and you buy a head of lettuce, you didn't have the machine, you didn't have the plastic, you didn't have the other extra step or two. Fascinating concept. They also say remove the outer leaves on the greens before eating them, because a lot of the bad bacteria will be on the outside. It'll still be on the inside. So now cheese and deli meat. Number of deaths were 7 last year, or in their time frame. Number of illnesses, 408. They said listeria can be introduced into delis, contaminated meat, and cheese. The bacteria can survive cool and damp condition. So just because something's refrigerated doesn't mean it's going to kill the bacteria. And listeria is so dangerous that 90% of people with listeria end up in the hospital, especially if they're pregnant or immunocompromised. Well, the outbreak that happened last year was linked to deli meat. One person died, 13 were hospitalized. So Consumer Reports recommends to avoid deli counters altogether. They also say a lot of these deli meats are nutritional nightmares based on being high in salt and the processed meat with the nitrates and the nitrites that are linked to cancer and heart disease. Now, ground beef, what came in next, killed two people, had about 643 illnesses because of E. coli. Again, you could avoid this by cooking the meat. Right? But, again, you don't always cook lettuce and onions. Onions came in next. Onions, because of their texture, a lot of layers, as Shrek said. Onions have layers. I can't do the voice. Onions have layers. Can't do the voice, sorry. But they found that there was salmonella. There was a recall of red, white, and yellow onions because of salmonella in 2020 and 2021. You could kill it off with cooking, but they say do not purchase bruised onions. A damaged onion allows more bacteria to get into the layers. Chicken and turkey came in next. So to think that onions and beef beat out chicken and turkey. And I think it's just because more people cook those, and we learn that you got to cook it. But, again, salmonella was an issue. Papayas were contaminated with salmonella via irrigation that because waterfowl, I guess, poo-pooed into it. So you got to be careful. And then peaches, apparently, were next on the list. Cantaloupes, flour, cookie and brownie mixes could contain E. coli and salmonella. It doesn't always have to be chicken or turkey. So this is what I've spoken about, and this is something that I know frustrates people, because many individuals are so scared of food poisoning that they're like, you know what, I'll just eat McDonald's. No, that's not the point. You should be able to eat healthy foods. But you have to realize that, yes, healthy foods or some of these restaurants that serve healthy foods or garnish, I think one of the listeria outbreaks affected people who had cantaloupe as a garnish on their breakfast plate. How many times have you gone to a breakfast place and the garnish was a piece of cantaloupe on the side, so you ate it? And if it had listeria and you didn't wash it, because you don't wash off what you go and get at a restaurant, that's some scary stuff. So we need to be aware that we need fresh food, but either you got to clean it or you got to cook it or you got to be well aware of how it's prepared. A lot of people will not eat salads at a restaurant. One, because they don't think it looks really manly. And two, they don't want to spend $15, $20 for lettuce because it's cheap. They'd rather get something that's worth more their buck. But a third reason why is they don't know how it was prepared, how clean it was. Make your own salads. So fascinating stuff. Remember, the most meat has to be cooked to at least 165 degrees. When in doubt, just remember 165. All right? Try not to eat raw or medium rare, especially with beef. With turkey and chicken, no pink. Cannot have pink. All right? It's got to be cooked. If you don't know how to cook, take a class, because it's life-saving. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.